Hi, this is Tina.
And this is Ellie with your Heat update.
In case you forgot, Heat is UCR's homecoming concert taking place February 7th at the center of campus at 8 p.m. Performances include Planes Crash, Through It All, Everybody Else, Sweethead, DJ Frankie Chan, DJ Heather and Colette, Circus Survive, She Wants Revenge, and NERD. And if you're looking to get your hands on a pair of tickets, visit heat.ucr.edu or ticketmaster.com.
I recently spoke with DJ Frankie Chan to see what he has in store.
Hi.
Hi.
So, how is it returning to Heat? Do you feel you have to constantly find new stuff and outdo yourself as time goes on and shows get bigger?
Oh, yeah. Always. I mean, you always constantly want to be trying to push yourself and evolve and get better. I mean, I played Heat two years back, and my set now is going to be very different from the set that I played then.
And tell me about iHeart Comics. How did you get started, and what has it become today?
I got started with iHeart Comics in 2003 when I moved to Los Angeles. I kind of got a party going and wanted to have some sort of name to call the people that were throwing it, so I just didn't want to call it my own name. I kind of made up iHeart Comics because I'm a big fan of comics. And that party grew into several other parties, which involved a lot of us booking shows, and I would draw a bunch of the flyers, and I would play at a bunch of these parties. Mm-hmm. And we got a reputation for breaking, like, new artists and always doing a good job of bringing new talent to Los Angeles. That eventually led to the idea of getting a record label going, since we were so good at finding new talent. And that led us to having our first record out, which was by a band called Matt and Kim. We've since put out other artists, such as Hearts Revolution, Toxic Avenger, Totally Michael, Designer Drugs, and others. And everything just keeps on growing. We have a music blog now, which does really well, and we're about to launch our first line of clothing. T-shirts and merch and stuff.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now I'm more into, a lot of people are getting into electronic more sound of the punkiness. So my question is, like Totally Michael, someone actually requested that the other day. Do you find the electro punk scene has become different in LA, and is it different in other places, and where's your favorite place to perform?
My background is in like punk rock and rock and roll stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how I got my start and all these things when I was in high school, just playing drums in bands and learning how to do like DIY punk rock stuff.
Yeah.
At the time, I really wasn't a big fan of dance music, but as I kind of got older and got into DJing and going out and stuff, I began to explore electronic music, and there was a lot of electronic music coming up out of the punk scene that began to really make sense, like me, not just musically, but just in how the scene worked and operated. And I've seen since being in Los Angeles that aesthetic and view of things really rise up. From when I first moved here, there didn't seem to be much of a like semblance of a current real punk scene or current that invested any time in any real electronic music. But in the last 5.5 years, LA has turned into the like forefront of both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
in the U.S. So there's been a dramatic change. From like my view of musically and my views of like values when it comes to like music and scenes, I always saw a huge correlation between punk rock and dance stuff. You know, there's nothing more punk than making music by yourself on your laptop and distroing that via blogs and through DJs and sharing with friends and all that stuff. That is exactly what the basis of punk rock was anyway. And the energy and dancing and all those things. So I'm really enjoying seeing now both those worlds fuse musically as well.
So where do you get your inspiration from, and what advice would you give to those who are doing that? They're using their computers to create new stuff and being punk rock.
I get my inspiration from seeing other people do rad stuff. And seeing other people be excited about music. So whether that's people that I look up to as heroes, or friends, or peers, or kids that, you know, go to shows that we do, or friends that my friends and peers do, and are really excited about getting into it. I think drawing energy from all those places is what really keeps me excited about doing things. What was the last part of that?
Oh, and what advice would you give to those aspiring knob twiddler, punk rock, laptop kids?
Best advice would be to just do it. I mean, and not just do it once. Like, spend time practicing and evolving and improving. There's the more time that you spend doing those things, like the better that you're going to be. It's so easy to make something now and press send and have the whole world hear it. But really, you're only going to make impact if it's a product that not only you're really really proud of, but that brings something new to the table. And that's all about creating and building your own original sound.
And my last question is, we're currently always talking about change. Are there any dramatic changes you've noticed in the underground independent DJ movement? And what would you like to see change or evolve?
Well, the main thing that I've seen change over the last few years is just the North American scene really embracing all the electronic stuff. I mean, you have almost a whole new generation of people that just discovered and really got into this music at the same time, and they've all began furiously making their own stuff, and it's really been exciting to see that sound evolve and grow, and I think that's going to keep happening in the next few years. The scene that is growing in the Americas will really be the definitive scene, at least for the time being. As far as other stuff I would like to see change, I think the biggest challenge now with the music is just finding a real adequate way of destroying music in a digital format, but keeping the aesthetic and fun of going record shopping or collecting things. You know, like that seems to be the big trade-off. You can have thousands and thousands of MP3s, but you lack that shelf of records, or you lack that fun of going and getting a single or 7-inch, or digging through things. And you know, I use my laptop to play now, but I do miss that feeling of going out and trying to find things and digging things down in the big art. And I do hope that's not a part of the process that gets
left out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that was a really good answer. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, and we really look forward to hearing you and dancing it up to all the fun stuff you have for us at Heat.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the Scion CD Sample Volume 21. Hardcore Mix Remixed. Put together for you, but then a loving care, 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 by Frankie Chan.
We'll be right back.
And that was DJ Frankie Chan remixing Tender Love and Care and Matt and Kim from iHeart Comics from the Scion CD Sampler Volume 21.
Tina and I also spoke with Troy of Sweethead, one of Heat's headliners, to see how he feels about Heat.
So at Heat, you're going to be playing on the Highland stage, and that's a stage at Heat that's going to be dedicated to California bands. How has your music been influenced by California, or how does your music actually represent California?
I'm a native Californian, so to be California, you know, sort of in my blood, and I definitely, you know, I would say I'm inspired by all the different sort of, local beauties there are. I mean, you've got the mountains, you've got the ocean, you've got forests just up the coast, you know, and you've got Mexico down south, so you get the desert. I mean, you get it all here, so you're kind of spoiled as a musician if you're into aesthetics, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But, I've always been playing music in Southern California, and it's just...
And have you played for students before, or what kind of energy are you expecting at Heat?
Well, I definitely have done lots of shows at colleges, you know, throughout my music career, and it's always interesting to play in front of colleges because it's always eclectic. You know, you're not just playing to your people per se, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just playing to people who are into rock music. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, people are into folk, they're into, you know, whatever they call indie now, I guess. Hip hop. I mean, I think there's just a lot of ground being covered. People in college, they're learning stuff, so they're not just listening to one kind of music. So I find that interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you would have to change your performance when you come into more of a festival type of kind of arena, or how does being at a thing kind of like Heat, where there's a lot of different types of genres being played, how does it affect your performance?
I think, you know, you can't expect too much when you're going to play a place that, especially that I've never played the college there. So, to me, you know, I find something good out of every sort of venue crowd that I play to. Because last night, you know, I played at this place called the Detroit Bar, which is in Costa Mesa. It's a little club, you know, and there's something about that energy where everything's tightened up and everybody's close together and you're kind of sweating with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I enjoy. You know, and then there's challenges of like playing to a festival where you're trying to reach everybody out there. So you kind of tailor, you know, what you're doing to your audience a little bit. You know, you have to. So that's why I'm kind of curious to go to the site and see what's up and see what we're going to be dealing with, you know, because... To me, that's how you have to be as a musician. You have to adapt to all these situations and you know, roll with it.
And how do you compare Sweethead to other bands you've been in?
Well, I try to think of all the bands I've been in as something different, and that's sort of the point. You know, from Failure to Queens of the Stone Age, you know, there's when you're playing with strong individuals, you know, the chemistry either works or it doesn't. So to me, Sweethead is just it's still a rock and roll band, but it's just got different sensibilities, you know, because of the characters involved. It's definitely something that, you know, having a female singer, it's just, you know, of course it's different than, you know, having like a 6'4" Norwegian redheaded singer. So we, you know, we get to do other stuff, you know, although Queens is something that is really, you know, we try to keep as open as possible as far as like stylistically what we're doing. This is just another attempt at doing something different.
Interesting. And how did the band members find each other and what have you found working with each other creatively and artistically?
Well, another one of those situations where musicians have to adapt to the situations that we're in. You know, I did this record for Sweethead in between tours with Queens of the Stone Age. So the musicians, of course, that have been sort of gathered, they're all old friends of mine, you know, and we've known each other for a long, long time and either played shows together in different bands or, you know, in the case of Eddie Nabby, the bass player, I played with him in a band called Enemy as well. So we're all sort of old friends, you know. Basically, the drummer and the bass player both came from Mark Lanegan's band, and I did some touring in that band as well. So I kind of, you know, got to know them really well on the road there, and it was really easy to make the record, you know, in a quick sort of fashion because I really had no time. So you really depend on people that you know, when you have a chemistry, things, if they can move fast, you know, it really helps everything, you know.
In terms of sound, what is Sweethead going for? You know, there'll be a lot of new people who've never heard you before at Heat, and what can they expect from you since usually they don't get the opportunity like this, but now you're given a kind of a venue to kind of reach out to other UCR students that haven't heard your music before.
Yeah. Well, sonically, you know, it's definitely, like I said, it's a rock and roll band, and we try to have lush, you know, lush textures over a heavy rhythm section, you know, and especially with a female singer, you get to do different dynamic things. You know, we can break it down really, really low and get sultry with it, and then also we can, you know, rev it up. But it's really, you know, for us, it's like a really great rock and roll adventure for us. It's very new to us, so we're just kind of rolling. Like I said earlier, we're just kind of rolling with what our circumstance is. We have to move now. We want to get going. We want to get out there and play and get our record out. And so you know, as far as sonically, what, you know, it's hard for me to compare it to things, but, you know, from other people's lips, there's obviously a both influence there, and
cool,
and a Blondie influence, and maybe an early Pretenders influence, you know. So it's sort of all those things, I guess, wrapped up in one neat package.
Great.
And our last question here is, it must be difficult to transition from a band that's already established, like Queens of the Stone Age, to a new band, a completely new band. So has success been easy for you guys starting off, or how's that been?
Well, like I said, it's new for us. We've done one show so far, and it's been a good one. And, you know, we're playing another show tomorrow. And for us, you know, it's a challenge to start something up like this. It's not always like, oh, the guy from Queens of the Stone Age, you know, let's just give him carte blanche. You know, it's a different band, it's a different idea. So you still have to go through the channels of you know, establishing your identity, you know, as a different project, you know. And that's the great thing about Queens, too. There's all kinds of projects spawned from it. You know, you got the Eagles of Death Metal. You've got Desert Sessions. All these things have their own sort of, you know, they've blossomed in their own way outside of Queens. And so it's good to have these kind of challenges, I think, you know. Otherwise, you kind of take it for granted.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And we really look forward to checking you guys out at Heat.
Cool. I can't wait to play there. It's going to be fun.
Just a silver face.
And that was A Hard Spun by Sweethead.
And for continuous coverage of Heat, visit heat.ucr.edu or kucr.org. So see you this Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. to see NERD, Circus Survive, She Wants Revenge, DJ Frankie Chan, and many more. Until then, here is Frankie Chan remixing some more iHeart comic artists from the Scion Sampler Volume 21.
I'm gonna go get some more.